We will stare at your Golden Globes. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before
that
we
was
get
childish.
Before we get to the Golden Globes, which happened last night without anybody even knowing it because they didn't actually get together.
There was no ceremony. They didn't stand on ceremony.
My brother was kind enough to drive from Kansas to Denver to get my SUV and then drive it all the way up to California. Then I flew him back so that I wouldn't have to. Since I got
That's
stranded because of...
That's a spectacularly wonderful drive, by the way.
Yeah.
Specifically from Denver to California.
Yeah, he's glad he did it. He saw all of Wyoming and Utah and California.
Well, if you've never anyway. Driven through the Rocky Mountains, I mean, that alone is worth the price of admission.
So he stopped in Wells, Nevada, which is a pit. if you haven't
Well, heard. it's a well.
And he sent me a text the other night. It's funny, I was laying in bed with Henry, my son, when he was texting me. And he said, I'm at a Motel 6 in Wells, Nevada that's a little sketchy. And I said, all of Wells, Nevada is sketchy. And he said, I'm going to have to get my money back in the next text. The shower is filthy. Hair in the... A dirty shower I can deal with. I'll either skip the shower or, you know, it's you know, you got a bar of soap in there and so it's dirty, but whatever. I could deal with that. Hair in the bed? No. That is too far.
Well, unless there's a particularly hairy maid on duty, that means the sheets haven't been changed.
Well, and he said it wasn't head hair.
Aye.
So that's just gross. Anyway, he got his money back and stayed at a different hotel. But anyway, so I had to Venmo him some money for gas, hotel, and park into the garage or whatever. And I Venmoed, and so I took a little cue from all the babysitters that I Venmo. Most people's Venmos are public. I don't know if they do it on purpose or they don't think about it or don't know that it's public or whatever. I've got mine private. But most people's Venmo, if you Venmo some money, you can go through their Venmo history and see all the people they pay and who pays them. And it's
stupid.
It is, because like one of the reasons I went private is I got different babysitters. I pay different amounts depending on their qualifications or how good they are or how often I need them or what they've demanded or whatever. And I don't want it to be public. Oh, you pay her that much? How come I'm getting this much?
Well, and I don't do it because my hookers are jealous of my coke dealers.
Well, that's the other thing. So what I noticed that the young people do is they joke with each other a lot. I guess that's why they leave it public. And I don't want to be too specific because somebody might hear this and realize I'm creeping on their Venmo account, which is not probably very cool. But some
of
them
are,
particularly the girls, the college age girls, put some really nasty, funny stuff in there for why they
really?
Paid somebody else $50. Right. And it's pretty
Love
hilarious.
It.
But like, so I had to send my brother $500 for gas and parking and hotel and everything like that. And I put for Celine Dion tickets, which he found pretty amusing. But it is pretty funny. Some of the things, you know, $50, your chlamydia medicine, you know, that sort of thing.
Beautiful.
It's very common among the young people.
Oh,
I suppose that's why you leave the thing open, is because it's a running comedy bit.
Sure, yeah. The young, so carefree, so young.
So the Golden Globes, the only one of the few award shows I ever watched, just because they went out of their way to try to make it entertaining, but they didn't even have it at all. They claimed because of COVID, but some people are saying it's for political correctness. But anyway, they had the Golden Globes and announced the winners. And I usually like to hear who the winners are. The reason I watched Schitt's Creek is because it swept every category in the Golden Globes comedy for the first time ever. Nobody'd ever done that. And I thought, I got to watch this. And I consider it one of the best things ever made in the history of television. And that's how I discovered it. So I like to hear who won, comedy, drama, that sort of stuff. Maybe I'll give it a look.
And I've Joe watched it. It's no Sanford and Son. yeah, you know, I
have you
yeah,
seen
okay.
any of these shows to start with?
Well, I'm scanning.
I watched Squid Game last
list.
Year. Did anyone win anything?
I'm looking, I'm reading, I'm looking.
Best
I don't
TV
believe
show
I've
named
seen
after a squid.
A single single moment of any of this. Oh, except for best performance by an actor in a television supporting role, Oh Young-soo in Squid Game. Yeah. Ted Lasso. Best performance by an actor in a television series, musical comedy, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso. Yeah, cool. I've seen that. So anyway,
I was going to say we got executive producer Hanson joining us for the podcast, which he rarely does because he's seen some of these shows.
Just a couple. Power of the Dog, best motion picture drama.
Yeah.
I can live
That's like the big award, Power of the Dog. I've never even heard of it. Never even heard the title.
I read all about it. I'm also a Benedict Cumberbatch fan. And it sounds powerful and dark and brooding. What do you think of it, Hanson?
It is all those things, and I like every one of the actors in the film, so I'd watch it just for that. And there's a guy, I can't think of his name right now, he's kind of a doughy type, but he's showing up in a lot of different films and he's really good in everything. So for him, Benjamin Cumberbatch, I don't really care if he's in it or not, but the rest of the cast I thought carried it, but I don't need to go back. Especially if you're into westerns, like I was expecting a little more of a There Will Be Blood type thing, which it has a little flavor of that, but not enough for my taste.
It's a western?
Of sorts.
Well, it's set in the West. Yeah, it's a dark drama about a cruel brother and lover and his little brother and blah, blah,
blah. But it's not a series. It's a movie, right?
It's a movie.
Right.
Okay, yeah. But when you say you don't need to go back, like you wouldn't watch it again? I don't watch that many movies more than once, period. But
yeah.
Okay.
Best motion picture drama was The Power of the Dog.
What is The Power of the Dog?
The power of the pack is in the dog.
Its ability to lick itself is the power of the dog.
Exactly. Best motion picture, musical, or comedy was West Side Story. Come on.
What? That came out in the 60s.
I know. You got a 60-year-old Jetson and Crips or whatever. It was the Jets and the what?
The Crips were not in West Side Story. So this is the Steven Spielberg take on West Side Story, and it actually won an award.
Somebody told me, and I hadn't I can't remember who told me this, but they said it was fantastic. Evidently it's pretty good. Let's see. Nobody cares about directors. Actress in a motion picture drama, Nicole Kidman, and Being the Ricardos, the Ricky and Lucy Ricardo story.
So you watched that, Hanson. That's about Lucy and Ricky in their real lives behind the I Love Lucy show?
Yes, it's the creation of the show and their marriage and then the end of the show and the trials and tribulations of their lives, yeah.
Is it based on fact?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's fascinating, and it's a fun movie.
So it's a biopic biopic.
Yeah, yeah. And Nicole Kidman is Lucy on and off. I mean, she is both people, the driven, ambitious, cold-hearted, obsessive. That's her. She portrays that person, and then she nails the TV character that we've all known.
I got a question for you. When I had kids your kids' ages, I didn't watch a movie for 15 years. Do you ever sleep?
Well, that's just it. I don't watch many movies, but I managed to squeeze this one in. And don't ask me how. I don't even remember how I managed to do it. I think my kids were climbing all over me, so there are aspects of it that I had to skip over. But I managed to get from beginning to end.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there's enough interest in the I Love Lucy characters at this point to make a show about. But
you were like me, I'm sure, that you watched every episode of this show just because of the three channels. It was always the show that was on before cartoons. I mean, I've seen every episode of this thing.
Yeah, I guess it's in the wheelhouse of the main age group.
Let's see. Here's a guy who won Will Smith in King Richard. Oh, that's the story of Venus and Serena Williams' dad. Mm-hmm. Their family drama.
I didn't know that. And Will Smith plays the Williams sister's dad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So beating out Bumberpatch Cunderdum was Andrew Garfield in something called Tick, Tick, Boom. I don't know nothing about that. There's another Power of the Dog. There's Kenneth Branagh and Branagh in Belfast.
He says that's the best thing he's ever done, and he's done a lot of really good things, so I kind of want to check that out.
I actually read/listened to a really interesting featurette on the original score for the movie Dune. Jack, I know you hate the book.
Oh,
but
punishment worse than hell.
The original score for it is just crazy interesting, not only musically, but they just built instruments out of nothing to see what sound they would make and use those instruments. Really enjoyed that. I think it was out of National Geographic or something weird like that. They had a multimedia presentation on
that. And you bring that up because?
They won for the best original score. Sorry.
Okay.
Best original song. Nobody cares.
What was it?
Billie Eilish, No Time to Die.
From?
Bruh. I don't know. The film of the same name.
James Bond.
I think it was a Bond, Bond song. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else? Best motion picture animated, Encanto.
I've only seen that 14,000 times in the last week.
Oh, is that a kid thing?
Did you run through the TV stuff? You're on motion pictures because it's TV and movies.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Let's see. Best television.
During the...
Best television drama, Succession.
Okay, I keep hearing about that. That feels like something I ought to watch.
Wow, best television series, musical, or comedy, Hacks.
Who's
not
in
Ted
Hacks?
Lasso.
Who's in Hacks?
I don't know from Hacks.
Anybody?
Jean
Smart.
Smart
is in Hacks, yeah, because she won an award. What's it about? What the hell is it about?
People that can't golf.
Generally, in one of these, you know, featurettes, somebody knows something about some of the material.
Right, and none of us know anything about any of it.
Hanson, what do you know about Hacks?
Something Chicago, right? It's hackers and, I don't know, something.
Hackers
something,
and sausages.
Yeah, sausages. That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is the worst review of the Golden Globe Awards I have ever heard.
This
because
shit's
nobody,
not going to win any awards.
Because nobody has seen anything. Although, I would say this is a lot like a lot of dinner conversations. I was about to say like I've had, which would be a lie, because I've had no dinner conversations with anybody. A lot of conversations I've heard because there's no shared experiences anymore for the most part. And if you run into somebody who's into a show you're into, it's a really big deal because it, and then you stand there while your wives or friends are bored to death because they have no idea what you're talking about because it's not something everybody's talking about, which is one of the reasons I read recently that nostalgia is so huge.
Sure.
That we go back and so we can all talk about something we saw years ago because we can't talk about something we've read, listened to, or seen now. Because we're all so fragmented.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to run through some of the shows that won. Somebody won for Pose. Somebody won for Succession again. There's another Hacks. Mayor of Easttown. Best performance in a limited series. Oh, The Underground Railroad won Best Limited Series Anthology or Motion Picture Made for Television.
That's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'll bet it is, yeah. Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. Michael Keaton... One for Dope Sick, which I hear is really, really good. And there's that Squid Game guy.
So Hacks won for Best Comedy. That's a big deal. And I will check that out because it won. It's a dark mentorship that forms between a legendary Las Vegas comic and an entitled outcast 25-year-old comedy writer. It's all in the execution of any premise, and I'm guessing it was executed pretty well since it won Best Comedy. I'll definitely check that out. It was its first season, and it unseated Ted Lasso, so there you go. I'll watch that probably an episode tonight.
It's award season, Jack. Are you as excited as I am?
I do think the Golden Globes not existing last night is yet another... body shot to the whole awards thing.
Good.
I gotta believe that the awards that feature no performance really are gonna die. How for years we all watch shows that are just celebrities walking up on stage and giving speeches we hate. It's amazing that was ever a thing. At least on the Grammys, you have a whole bunch of music that you maybe have never heard, and most of it's pretty good. So at least you got that. But these awards are freaking nothing.
So for the Oscars, you win an award, they got to make you act. All right?
I've always thought,
your house just burnt down and the firefighter is being insensitive. Go.
I've always thought this. Give me a full, like, 10 minutes. The show's 3 hours long. If you nominate six pictures, give me 10 full minutes of the movie that's nominated. Why not? It's better than watching
two full minutes. That would be a huge increase.
A bunch of celebrities I don't know giving speeches I hate. It's nothing. Well, that's why they're dying and going away.
I was Googling Schitt's Creek, but I misspelled it. You get some terrible images.
Two girls in a cup, yeah.
Well, I guess that's it.